Ryan, why do you have such a problem with the list that the WWE put out of the 50 greatest women of all time?
My problem is that Trish Stratus is number one, and it's not someone from this generation.
Right.
That kind of what triggered, well, I don't want to say triggered, but that's kind of what sparked my interest.
Were you triggered?
I wasn't triggered. I've been triggered before in life, but this didn't trigger me.
This triggered me big time. I went on a killing spree.
Oh, your poor kids and wife.
Oh, no, they live. I killed everyone else's kids. Come on, don't be stupid. Kind of not. You don't kill your own family.
Yeah, true.
I mean, unless you're a wrestler, I guess. Ryan Gray, welcome.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Look, is this – okay, so have you done – is this your first podcast?
That it is.
Ah, awesome. It's going to be fun. So, guys, welcome to Montreal to Boston, I guess, whatever we're calling it.
Yeah, listen, I like it.
Yeah, we figured, you know what, we've been chatting a lot, so, like, why not get together and hash out this list that no one else cares about?
Oh, yeah. Who gives? Twitter cared a little bit, but, yeah, no one gives a fuck.
No one cares. But we care, because so you were looking at it, you're like, and you asked me if I'd seen it. And then I started looking at the reveals, and like, whatever, in the end, I don't really care. But there was a lot of people where I was like, what? Like, why? Not why are they on the list, but why are they so high?
Yes.
Because they kind of went out, this is the list that went on the WWE Network when they merged with Peacock, right? It was a Peacock thing? It was a cock thing?
I don't know. I got the cock this weekend.
Nice.
Rather late. So I'm just getting all flustered and mad about it. So I guess the Peacock has been around for a few weeks now, but I was lucky enough to get that Peacock late.
Nice. I didn't take this cock. I mean, look, I've taken cock, but I've never taken this cock, all right? Because I found a little sneaky way around the cock.
Well, congratulations on that.
I feel pretty good. Pretty good. I'm not being sodomized by this cock at this time.
It's prickly, you know. It's not great.
It's ribbed, but not for my pleasure, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, I guess.
So, look, what we thought is we'd just kind of break down this list that went up on the cock of the top 50 female WWE superstars. Now, they kind of really went vague with their parameters, I found. So it was like everything before 93 is thrown out, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much Alundra blazing up.
Yeah, which is fine. We're gonna respect that. But they kind of went weird with, like, it's going to be based on in-ring success, and it was a strange – were you able to get anything from their – what they based their rankings on, I mean, besides politics?
Well, it's kind of – they just kind of picked from each girl's strength, and whatever worked for that girl, they plucked out of it and made it work.
Right.
Pretty much is what I took from it. It, you know, it's what is her strength, and this is why we can justify her being sixth, seventh, whatever.
Right.
You know.
But even the reveals were not really. They weren't really like informative. It was like, okay, here's wrestler X. Here's some shots. Here's a couple people praising them. Moving right along. Right.
Pretty much for the lesser girls, that's kind of how it went. But you know, the girls that were justified, Becky, Ronda.
Yeah.
Charlotte, those kind of girls got their due, you know, Asuka, they got their due within their little profile, you know, but, you know, if we're talking like, no spoilers, Jazz and, you know, Eve Torres, it was kind of like, yeah, Jazz was good in ring and she was tough.
Yeah, you know right. What I mean? So
they talked about her toughness for like 3 minutes and then talked about her in ring for two and they moved on to the next girl. You know, that's kind of how it worked.
Yeah. And I think we'll get to it when we get to her, but I think I figured out why they put Trish number one. And
okay.
I don't think it's on merit, just so we're clear. All right. So look, we're going to break down lists. We're going to tell you where this is going to work is we're going to read out their list quickly and then we're going to deal with our same ranking. So at first we're going to do number 50 to 46. We're going to go with their list, Ryan's list, my list, and we're going to see – we're only going to talk about someone when they come up highest on our list.
Okay.
All right, so let's get this started. So at number – this is their bottom five of the WWF top female wrestlers. Number 50 is Toni Storm. Number 49, Caitlyn. Number – Lind, I added a D for some reason. Number 48, Kaylee Ray. Number 47, Sonya Deville. And number 46, Shotzi Blackheart.
Yes.
So what does your bottom five look like, Ryan?
My bottom five, it's kind of, well, It's tricky. I kind of did just WWE based, really.
Oh, you know? No NXT?
No, excuse me. WWE, I don't want to say universe, but WWE universe based. Kind of like, what did they, like, just like the, you know, your guys' NJPW, when you guys yes. greatest WWE. I kind of only really looked at their WWE. So, for example, like, Bull Nakana, she was only there for a little bit, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, I don't have her 50, I have her 49.
Okay.
But, obviously, she would be a lot higher on that list, but, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, who do you have at 50? Where are you starting at 50?
I have the impregnable Lacey Evans at number 50.
Okay, 49, Bull Nakano.
49, Bull Nakano. Yep.
Okay, 48.
Kelly.
Okay, 47. Let's go get it out, then we'll bounce back over it.
Okay, 48 was Kelly, excuse me. Yep. 47, I had Gail Kim. And then 46, I had previously mentioned Jazz.
All right, so listen, Lacey, okay, let's deal with your Lacey Evans, right? So Lacey Evans doesn't make my list. Why does she make your list?
Well, I only worked within their system.
Okay.
You know, the 50 girls they gave us, those were my 50 girls. I didn't look at their honorable mentions. I kind of forgot to, honestly. But, Lacey, there's zero longevity, you know, her biggest strength, what pretty much got her on the list is maybe her character work and her promos, but even her promos, like throwing her out to start the 2019 Rumble was a total disaster. It was a total shine moment for her to work on her strengths, and she totally shits the bed. She's not really desirable in the ring. Work rate rise. I think her women's right is cool, you know,
sure.
just to throw her a bone, but she's 50.
Yeah, she's 50. Know? Yeah.
She's not even on your list. So.
No, and she finished 39th on their list.
Yeah, that's just, you know what that was probably? That was probably like, oh, she's going to wrestle Charlotte at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
When they made this list, so let's give her a 39 spot. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Put her at 50. You know, it's still good.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, Bull Nakano's higher on my list. We'll wait for that. Kelly's higher on my list. We'll wait for that. Okay, Gail Kim, not on my list. So hit me with Gail Kim.
All right. This is, you know, that Impact run. If we included that, sure. But she's just there. Yeah, she debuted and won the title her first night. And she's in an era where work rate is not a strength, but she's thrown in there with a bunch of models, and she makes them look good. So I can see why she's on the list, but 33 is – just because she has zero to no longevity,
yeah,
33 is based off just work rate is kind of high for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and she's got one title run, and it's 28 days.
And it's the first 28 days of her career.
Yeah, and then nothing.
Then nothing. You know, her 2021 run to 2010 run to 2011, there's nothing. I remember nothing. She was in the WrestleMania 26 10 women's tag match, I think. That's it.
Yeah, she's banging Daniel Bryan. Wasn't she banging in the storyline?
Was she?
Didn't the Bellas get angry and fight over him?
Oh, yes, at Rumble. I remember that Rumble 11, yeah.
Yeah, so a very memorable run for Gail Kim.
Big jump up for Gail Kim. You know, yeah. Is 47 probably low if this was outside the WWE? Yeah, she'd probably be higher.
Sure.
You know, she's an Impact Hall of Famer or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's probably well respected within the biz. But WWE only, 47, you know, 47, whatever. You know what I mean?
She comes off so bitter. Like
yeah.
someone, did you see the tweet she put out where she was talking about this list?
Yeah, thanks for acknowledging me, I guess, or whatever she said. She's very mad online a lot.
Yeah, I don't get it. Whatever. And Jazz, I got a bit higher, so we'll deal with her then. So this is my bottom 50, and if you didn't put anybody new on the list, we'd be dealing with it. So my 50, I put Deborah on the list.
Okay.
Because and I guess you don't have her, and she's not on the other list, because she has the exact same title run as Gail Kim. Like, one run for, like, 20-something days. But I just felt she's, like, a really important part of the show for quite a while, and they didn't really name this a female wrestlers. They named it female superstars.
Yeah.
So that's why it kind of makes sense for me.
Now, was she mentioned in the honorable mentions with them?
I don't remember.
Yeah, me either. I believe she was. I'm pretty sure she was.
I hope so. They don't want to. Oh, I was gonna say they don't want to upset Stone Cold, but he probably doesn't care anymore.
Well, yeah.
No, he probably doesn't care. My number 49 didn't make their list, and I don't even really like her, but I felt not putting this girl on the list was fucking disrespectful. And that's Alicia Fox, who's been in the company for like 25 years.
Like Alicia Fox.
You can't throw her at number 50.
Yeah, she had some great hats. She should be number 50 just out of hat, out of the hats, you know?
Yeah, like nothing. And I think, doesn't she have the greatest match of all time, according to Cameron?
Oh, my God. Who was that, with Melina?
Yeah, Melina at the SummerSlam. So I don't know. I wanted to just throw her, you know, some sort of love. 48, Nia Jax. I'm assuming you have her higher.
Yes.
Okay, we'll deal with her then. I got Luna Vachon at 47. You got her higher.
A little bit, yes.
And I got Caitlyn at 46, and I'm assuming you get her higher.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about these girls later, right? Yep. All right, so take me through the next part of the WWE list, starting at 45.
Sure. Number 45, we have Eve Torres. Nope, so you can edit that. That's my list, sorry.
I'm not editing anything. But I'll write down Eve Torres so I know what it is. Go on with the 45 of the WWE list.
All right, so we left off with Toni Storm, Caitlyn, Kaylee Ray, Sonya Deville, Shotzi Blackheart. Number 45, Kelly Kelly. 44, Candice LeRae. 43, Nikki Cross. 42, Layla. And 41, Amber Moon.
Okay, so you had Kelly Kelly 48th. They had her 45th, and I had her 45th.
Excellent.
So I had Kelly Kelly 45. So let's talk about Kelly Kelly. What? Why is she so low for you? I mean, she's low for me too, but.
You know, if we used NJPW for, you know, which is nuance, jump up factor, promo skills, work rate. What is she good at? You know what I mean? I think she's average at all of it.
I think you're being very generous, I feel.
Okay, I'm being generous, but I think she's okay at all of it, but there's no real specific category that she's outstanding in or that she's average in, really. You know, she was hard to grade or hard to look at, you know?
Yeah, I assumed that she wouldn't make my list. And then when I started really thinking about who could, I was like, oh, I guess she does make the list.
Is she is her best work her charisma? Like, is her best feature her charisma? Just smiling and being hot? I hate to say that, but like, is that her best feature? Is her charisma? Like, and it's kind of a negative. It's like, it's not a great charisma, you know?
No, it's really not. I don't know. I'm guessing it must just be her look. It's got to be her look.
Yeah, it's got to be her look. Yeah. Like, I can't, like, she's not a good promo. What's her character that she's hot? You know, I hate this. You know what I mean? Like,
she's got the same first name as the same last name. That's enough.
I like that.
Oh, I didn't forget it.
Yeah. So that's kind of why she's 48 for me. You know?
Yeah, I got her 45. I just hate the way she held the title in the air.
I just picture her smiling with the butterfly. It is what it is.
And I never believed her winning a match ever.
Yeah, you're just like her kicks. Like,
oh, no.
I could just see her kicks right now, and they're just there, you know?
So my number 44 is Maryse. I'm assuming you have her higher.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. 43, Kaylee Ray. I included her there. 42, Bianca Belair. And 41 from not on their list, Tegan Knox.
Yes.
What you got on your list?
All right. So my list at
45. Eve Torres, because you spoiled it.
Big spoiler. Eve Torres, 45. 44, Kaylee Ray.
Ooh.
43, Toni Storm. 42, Candice LeRae. 41, Shotzi Blackheart. Little run in NXT there.
Okay, hold on. Eve Torres. What was next?
Eve Torres, Kaylee Ray, Toni Storm, Candice LeRae, okay. Shotzi Blackheart.
Okay. Okay, so we are dealing with we're going to deal with Kaylee Ray, I guess, next. Now, I think Kaylee Ray, they had her at 48, and she's been NXT UK champion for what, like 4 years?
Yeah, she's not 4 years, but so in 2018 UK started. It was Rhea right away. For a cup of coffee to establish her, which is good. It worked out.
Sure.
And then it went to Tony after Tony won the Mae Young Classic in 2018. And then I don't really think she had it that long. And I want to think that Kaylee Ray beat her at a takeover. Cardiff, maybe? I don't really know which exactly.
It was Cardiff. And Toni Storm held it for 231 days.
Wow. So Kaylee Ray beat her, what, 2019?
Yeah.
Okay, so January 2019, was it? Or is that just August one?
I don't remember.
Yeah, Blackpool is January. So Cardiff. So actually, I think it was the day of AEW's, was it All Out or what?
Oh,
All
right, when they ran at the pay-per-view. Yes, I remember.
Yeah, that was a pretty big day. Cool day in history to look back on. But yeah, so she's had it for a little under 2 years now.
Yeah, and you wouldn't know who she was if she showed up on TV, I feel.
Well, you know, you probably wouldn't, but you know. You know, the UK did shut down for, what, 6 months because of the pandemic earlier this year or earlier last year. And they, you know, so it's not really her fault. She can't really come over. But she was great in that 2019 War Games.
I agree. I liked her. I think she's great. It just feels like someone they don't promote at all.
Yeah, but she's real. I watch a little UK, mm-hmm. You know. I watched this the Miko Satomura match, and it was great. I had probably three and three quarters, four, really?
That's not bad. Okay.
It you know, it's tough because it's still empty arena. You know, it's not like it's NXT empty arena where they have some fans to make noise. It's like PC COVID era empty arena. It's tough.
Right. Okay.
And her and Mako still got to close to four, so it was great.
All right, Kaylee, that's good.
Kaylee's good. She's snug. Let's just put it that way. She's snug.
Everything I've seen of her, I like.
Yes.
I wish they promoted her more. Like I wish they gave her the same kind of respect they gave to Walter.
Yes. Kaylee Ray, great resting bitch face.
Yes, I will agree on that. Now, you had Candice LeRae at 42. She does not make my list.
Yeah. I don't want to say I'm not a fan, but I'm not really a fan. I don't really think she's there because of the work rate. You know, that takeover match with Yo. With Io Shirai,
mm-hmm.
That's a great match. That's probably the best match. That's probably the best women's match one-on-one that they've had in NXT on a takeover anyways, really.
Hmm.
But I don't think, you know, I think she has negative charisma. I think a lot of it's off Johnny. You know, a lot of her buzz is off Johnny. Yeah. What's her jump up moments? You know, like the run in the Andrade with Zelina match, you know, that's a jump up moment for her.
Sure, but you don't remember that from the match. You remember this amazing match. Like that match could have happened without that moment, and it would have been just as good.
Yeah, like she's not on your list, and she's probably ahead of a few girls of mine. Just she's crisp. She's good in ring. You know what I mean? She's a good worker.
I just have no interest in watching her because I have no interest in watching a female Johnny Gargano. Like, but if they're booked the same way, like with like the zillion kickouts and like, it's like okay, but you know Johnny Gargano's small, but I can kind of buy it. But she's really small.
She's tiny. Yes,
you know, and so like if you're kicking the shit out of her, like okay, like I can stretch believability, right? Like I can accept that there's a movie monster on the main roster. I suppose I'm not gonna like it, but I can accept it. But like it's hard when like an 86 pound girl is being bludgeoned by. Raquel Gonzalez and like she's kicking out of everything.
Yeah, I know. But she's like, you know, she's a good little bumper. You know, I like her better as a baby face. As a heel, I like Johnny as a heel. I don't really like her as a heel.
Nah. Who did you have at 40? I erased it for some reason.
At 40, I had Ember Moon at 40.
Okay, so we are going to talk about Ember Moon a little bit later. So before we jump on to the next section, let's just deal with I put Tegan Knox on there because I just thought that, like, I really like her blood feud with Dakota Kai.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
And it's not something they really do in the women's division ever. And I like them both at the – I love the heel turn on Tegan Nox. I love every match they've had together. So I don't know. I just wanted to give her a bit more of a boost here. I don't know why she was left off the list, but
– yeah, that's not cool. Now, let me ask you. Do you have – without spoiling, do you have Dakota on your list?
Well, I'll be spoiling if I tell you.
See, if I had a list – if I took girls that weren't on the list, I'd have Dakota on it. I think she's great.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. So back to the WWE list. At 39, no, we're at 40. At 40, we have Eve Torres. At 39, Lacey Evans we dealt with. At 38, Jazz. At 37, Maryse. And at 36, Nia Jax. All right. Where are you at number 40 for you?
All right, number 40... I am at – I just said it. I am at Ember Moon at 40.
Who's your 41, so I know?
My 41 was Shotzi.
Did
you have Shotzi?
No, let's deal with her. Okay, so let's do the list, and then we'll deal with Shotzi. So you have Ember Moon at 40. Go on.
I have Ember Moon at 40. I have Kairi Sane at 39. I have Caitlyn at 38. I have Io Shirai at 37, and I have Nia Jax at 36.
You just kept her right there, eh? Okay.
She's the immovable object. I can't move her, you know?
You can't move her. Okay, look, let's just quickly deal with Shotzi. Shotzi doesn't make my list.
She doesn't make your list. All right, well, here's why I kind of have her at the tippy top of the NXT girls. I think her charisma just blasts through the screen. You know what I mean?
You're just saying that because she has a tank. That's why you said blast. Don't lie to the audience. Sky, why you said blast?
I guess so. But anyways, she's great. I watched her a lot local, so maybe I may be a little biased.
Okay, yeah, okay, I get it.
Biased, but I think she's on their list over Dakota, over Tegan, over a few girls that you put on in NXT that weren't on their list because they have big plans for her. Like, she's been in the Rumble twice in a row. She hosted Halloween Havoc. They're putting her in memorable spots that, like, give her a lot of publicity because I think they have big plans for her. You know, she's pretty good. She's had a lot of good matches in NXT on regular TV. You know,
yeah.
And I like her Amber team. You know, I like her and Amber as tag team champs too.
I like that too. I didn't really factor that in because it's so new, but I think that's a cool thing. It's nothing. I have nothing against her. I just there's not enough for me yet.
Yeah, I know, and there's really not enough for her to be on this list, but I just ran with it. You know, again, I'm only using the 50 girls they gave me.
All right. Well, here's my next little batch. At number 40, Dakota Kai. I feel like I needed to put her with Tegan Nox. 39, Ember Moon. 38, Toni Storm. 37, I kind of cheated, but I figured I needed to put them on together, and that's the Iconics.
Yes.
And 36, Nikki Cross. So let's deal with Toni Storm, because you had her at 43. They had her at 50. I had her at 39.
Great. Yes, Toni. Toni, she has a great look. She has like – let me ask you actually first. Do you prefer her as a heel or as a baby?
Character-wise, as a heel? Wrestler-wise, okay. Is a baby face.
That's actually perfect. Kind of what I was thinking. I don't mind that backwards hat, plunky baby face that fires up and, you know.
That's fine.
But, she's just cool. You know what I mean? Like, I think putting her at 50 is probably, you know, an attaboy for her future, really. You know what I mean? Because she went away for a little while, too, because of COVID and being stuck wherever, overseas or wherever.
Sure.
So she just was reintroduced last summer. So, you know, and then she, you know, they built her up. She had the takeover three-way with Mercedes Martinez and Io Shirai.
Yeah.
And then she had that pretty good one-on-one match like a week or so ago, or probably a month or so ago, mm-hmm. on NXT TV. So it's like they're using her, but they're not going with her yet. That's kind of what they do with a lot of these girls on NXT. They bump them up, build them up, and they just build them up and get them ready for when they need them. And, putting her at 50, don't know, I think she's pretty versatile. You know what I mean? I like her both as a baby, as a heel. I can't really decide which one I like better, but I think 50 is a good spot for her, and obviously I had her higher. I'm glad they put her on the list.
Yeah, she felt really at 50 too low for me. Like,
yeah.
Like there's no reason for Lacey Evans to be ahead of her. There's no reason for me with Shotzi. You know, like I get Kaylee Ray, I guess, but I find she's just got more upside, and they're clearly doing more with her. She got the victory in the May Young? Yeah.
Yeah.
May Young Classic. What's the Battle Royal? The Battle Royal is May Young, right?
No, the May Young, the Battle Royal was
Moolah.
So now it's just the Battle Royal. And then it is the Mae Young Classic.
Right.
They've only done it twice. 17, Kairi Sane, 18, Toni Storm.
Yeah. So for me, that's kind of what bumped her up a bit. But I think she's got really great upside if they just, like, just go with her, you know?
Yeah. But back to the WWE putting her at 50. Well, she's the first girl we saw it. So it's maybe probably a little bit more memorable, you know, for the viewer to remember her at 50, to remember her in general, than to really put her at like 46, because I couldn't tell you who was 46, but I could tell you who was 50.
That's true.
So I think it's a nice spot for her.
Yeah, maybe that's the case there. Maybe that's the case. So like you had, so let's deal with Nia, because I had Nia at 48. I tried to find a way not to include her. They have her at 36, and you have her at 36.
Yeah, I have, like she's got some longevity in her now. She's pretty much nonstop besides that one, you know, that 9-month vacation or whatever it was before Mania last year, she was gone. She's always on TV. She's always consistent. Longevity is kind of what got her there. You know what I mean? Longevity, it's not really work rate, but she's had some decent matches. I don't want to say love, but I liked both her Ronda matches. I thought she was very effective with Ronda, you know? You know, do we give her a little jump up factor for breaking Becky's nose? You know what I mean? So
for being careless and hurting potentially the biggest star they had, you want to bump her up for that?
No, but it gives her, it's her jump. That's what I think of when I think of her. It's her jump up factor moment. You know, I don't know. Like she's not really for me, but I can see why she was there and. The irresistible force. I couldn't move her from 36.
You just couldn't move her. There was no immovable object enough to shove her off that perch.
Real quick, one more point.
Yeah.
I kind of didn't hate her Alexa Bliss 30, her Mania 34 match. I thought it, you know, overpitched or overhit what they should have done, kind of, you know?
Hmm.
You know, probably 9 minutes is a little too long, but I thought it was okay, you know?
I feel if she disappeared from the show would instantly be better.
Yes. Well, all right. Let's just put it here. She's better than Tamina.
Yeah. She didn't make my list. She didn't make your list. How do they not put Tamina on the list?
I don't know. Tamina's been around since 2010 with the Usos.
I know. They're still pushing her. You can't throw her on there at 49?
I don't know, man. Was she even mentioned in the honorable mentions? I don't think so.
Just hate her. Oh, yeah. So dumb.
I don't think Vince had any debt to pay to her family or anything. Probably why she didn't make it.
No, if anything, they owe him money for keeping that asshole out of jail all these years.
all right, so before I cut you off and went on and on about Nia Jax, what are you going to say about Nia Jax?
Well, what do I need to say? She's awful. I don't want to see her anymore. I can't think of anything she does well except use her. I think she uses her size okay, but even that, she's not really good at. It's still awkward and look. I think there's a delineation. There's a delineation with, and I'm sure this is going to become apparent as we go through our list near the top, right? But I think there's a clear cutoff of when women's wrestling gets really good, right? And she's after that cutoff. But I still feel like I'm watching the mid-2000s with her.
Yeah.
Like, she can't get any air on her leg drop. It looks sloppy. She's clearly hurting people. And, like, I also don't like that you have to like her. Like...
Yeah, and it's now it's rubbing off on Shayna, and she's kicking people's teeth out. Like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, like, so... I'm not going to be the assholes. Like, she shouldn't have a job. And, like, that's not it, right? But, like, in the context of, like... women who make the show better for me, she like it just doesn't click for me. That's all.
Yeah. I hear you. I can see why she's there. I can see why she's 36. I get it. It's whatever.
Whatever.
You know? And, you know, being related to The Rock doesn't help. I mean, it doesn't hurt.
No. If there's ever a solid reason why she's there. Now, I this is someone who I wish – now, because since you hit her a bit later, I had her better than the WWE list. You had her much better. Man, I wish Caitlyn would come back now.
She was really good in 2018 on that Mae Young Classic return.
Yes, I agree. And I kind of feel bad because, like, she's really changed her look and everything, too. Like, she's really unique looking now, too.
Yeah, with the shaved head on the side and, like, the muscles and everything. Yeah, I think she's unique. Yeah. What did I have her?
You have her at 38. I have her at 46. And they had her at 49.
Okay, I see. I can see why they put her at 49. Let me see. Why did I put her at 46? Caitlyn.
I think it's probably because of her Instagram you put her at 46.
Oh, yeah. I have her as her best feature. I probably have her character work in her promos. Like, she was pretty good as AJ's beating dummy, you know?
Right.
She cut some pretty good promos there in, like, 2012, 13? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and she had a good physical style to go with it, too.
Yeah, she was crisp. She was, you know, she was tough. She looked tough, you know? She bumped well. She was kind of underrated a little. You know, I'm glad they put her on the list.
Yeah, me too. The only thing I would say about her is I think that when her first run, it felt like maybe it was a bit too early to put her in the spot she was in. Not that she wasn't good at it, but something still felt off a little bit in the way she moved. Whereas when she came back for the Mae Young, that felt all gone.
Yeah. Well, it was probably a paper-thin time with the women's division. They probably needed her more than she needed them, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just my guess, really, without really thinking. You know, this is off the cuff of Maria just left. Maurice just left. This is what, yeah, all those Eve Torres just left. It's kind of right after that, you know? Yeah. Beth Phoenix just left, really. So, you know.
Yeah, no, it made sense to do it where they did it. I got no problem with her. I like her a lot.
I like her with Big E. That was good. And it's still fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She wasn't the worst actor they've ever had on their show, but I struggle with a lot of the dramatic stuff they try to do.
Well, here's the thing. She's 48, so she's not knocking it out in any category. It just might be her most memorable.
I thought you said she was 48, like her age, and I was like, there is no way. Like, that's the best-looking 48-year-old I have ever imagined.
She sees some of the Cougars in Massachusetts. But anyways.
All right, look, I got Dakota Kai at 40. I guess you didn't put anybody in. They didn't put her in. I wanted to give her that props for that. I think that heel turn on Tegan Nox is really special. Like,
she
had that gear that, like, so many top guys don't even have.
Yes. Now, I was going she's really good. She's done a lot for Raquel. Raquel is their new toy, and it's because of Dakota, in my opinion.
Yes.
I wish I thought of grabbing girls outside their list and putting on it. I'd have Dakota High a lot higher than what you have, even, really. I think she's great. She's on very good TV matches week in and week out.
Yeah.
They rely on her a lot to fill a lot of TV time in NXT, and it's good.
Yeah, I think she's really talented, and I'm a little worried they're going to kind of drop the ball with her a bit, but because she is a bit small. She's very much in the vein of Candice LeRae.
But she looks bigger than Candice, you know?
Yeah. She acts bigger. Like,
yes, that's a good point.
She knows how to play that. Like, she looks like a fucking asshole, right? And, like, that's great. It works perfect for her character.
Even as Shayna's beating dummy, she was great in that babyface role, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just consistently excellent. So now you have Ember Moon at 40. I have her at 39. They have her at 41. So we're all in the same ballpark with Ember Moon.
Yes.
Is Ember Moon a missed opportunity person?
Yes. I think she's underrated. She was Asuka's best opponent in Asuka's long NXT run. You know?
Yeah.
She had those two really good takeover matches with her.
Is she Asuka's best opponent ever?
No. We'll get to that later.
Okay, fair enough. I don't think so either, but I think it's worth at least exploring it, right?
Yes. I think she's Asuka's top three, maybe.
Okay.
Best opponents. And yeah, her main roster run was pretty blah. Like, all I can think of is that disappointing Bayley match and that awesome eclipse in the Money in the Bank match. You know, I was there live and I jumped out of my seat in 2019 at that Money in the Bank. That was awesome. But other than that, I couldn't tell you what else happened. She was there for a year and a half.
I know, she did nothing. And it's too bad because she got such a unique look too. Like the whole package should work.
Oh yes, the entrance is great. The whole red sun and everything. I'm surprised it didn't work. You know, it's kind of, I don't know. Well, actually, that's a good subject for another day.
Yeah, it's just who they choose to push as well. And then in this batch that we've dealt with, the only one that the only last ones to talk about before we move on are the Iconics. And I don't know. This felt like I find them very memorable.
It's a really good call by you. Yes.
I don't think, and I think it's fine to rank them together. I think it's a part.
Yeah, you get Bellas, it's fine.
Yeah, but like they felt like a real team.
Yes, they're great. There's so much chemistry between them. Even still, Billie Kay is phenomenal. I love her.
I love that Billie Kay is like the whole thing is she needs to find a tag team partner, but it's like it's right there. She's not doing anything.
I know. Like she's teasing. You know, last night or SmackDown, wherever, she was teasing getting in the mix at WrestleMania in that gauntlet match. And it's probably going to be Carmella. But I wish if it was Peyton, that'd be huge. The crowd would pop.
Of course.
Sneaky moment was that Rumble with Jillian. That was great. I love that.
Oh, yeah. And their whole characters were weird and different. And like they were a totally different flavor to the women's division, which I liked. Yeah.
I don't want to say it's wonky because that sounds bad, but they're wonky. They're just, I guess, Aussie, but it's great. I love them.
Yeah. Look, and I think they're so stubborn about not putting them back together that they'll put Toni Storm with Billie Kay before they put – or Rhea Ripley before they put Peyton back there.
Yeah. Peyton's all – like, so the rumor is they break her up because Vince wants to push Peyton, but then they don't.
Yeah.
You know?
It's too hard to push anybody in the women's division right now.
Yeah.
There's such a lockjam at the top, and with good reason, because they're good.
We'll get to that. But yeah, you know, it's tough.
They need some people to go away.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of seeing it now. But I'm really glad you put them on the list. Again, I'm kind of envious that I didn't think of this, because all the girls you've put on deserve to be on there.
Right. And none of the ones I cut were hard cuts.
Yeah.
It was all just like, okay, yeah, easy. Except for maybe one. All right, look, take us back to the WWE list with their number 35.
Their number 35 is Bianca Belair. Their number 34 is Carmella. 33, Gail Kim. 32, Jacqueline. And 31, Kairi Sane.
Okay, so look, my 35 is, again, another new person. And I wanted to give some love to Emma.
Yeah, okay.
I like Emma a lot. We'll talk about her. I have Rhea Ripley at 34, Bull Nakano at 33, Ivory at 32, and Jacqueline at 31. What does yours look like?
Okay, 35, I have Jacqueline. 34, I can't believe I have Sonya Deville this high. That might be a mistake. 33 is Luna Vachon. 32, Natalya. And 31, Alundra Blaze.
Wow. Okay, that's cool. All right, so who are we dealing with here? So first, let's... Because have they done Jacqueline? Have we both done Jacqueline?
I think all three of us had Jacqueline. But you do this. This is your lane. Sorry.
Oh, don't worry about it. Okay, well, look, let's just start with Emma because she's there. Because I'm trying to start from the bottom, right? So Emma, yes, for me, just felt like one of these pioneers of the new women's style that they didn't know what to do with her on the main roster, but she could always go. She could always... Yeah, sorry, go on, man.
Yeah, she was huge for Paige early on.
Yeah, she was huge for Paige. She was actually really important for Asuka. And her and Dana Brooke had this really interesting little team in NXT for a while that I really liked. And I really think, aside from her stupid dancing, anything else she did on the main roster was really good. So, like, I mean, they didn't do anything with her. Maybe she's a bit high, but, like, I don't know. She felt deserving of something.
Yes, and she might be a little high for you, but, yeah, she deserves – I can see why you put her on the list, and it's warranted. You know, she's – you don't like the dancing, but it's memorable. You know what I mean? You don't, you know, in ring, you already mentioned she's great.
Yeah.
She was a, you know, key to a lot of girls early, and she was crisp, you know?
Yeah, she's someone I wish that a company like AEW would sign.
I believe she's an Impact, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Emelina?
Well, did they actually do anything with it?
I don't know. Didn't Vince want her to be like Sable 2.0? Which would have been kind of cool, but I think she debuted once and she had like no charisma with it, so they just dropped it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it just went back to her being Emma pointing at herself and saying me, me, me.
Yeah, and then she wasn't ready for Oscar and she got fired.
Right. Well, no, nobody ready for Oscar. All right. Speaking of the Japanese, you have Bull Nakano at 49. They have her substantially higher, but I have her at 33.
Yeah, like she had what, the Survivor Series match or the SummerSlam match against Alundra?
Isn't she in both?
She could be. Again, I only based it out of WWE. If we used her Japan, she'd probably be a lot higher on my list. But you know, I just kind of one of those. Maybe I overlooked her. Maybe, you know.
Maybe I overhyped her because she was one of the ones where when I was looking at the list, their list, I kept thinking like there, like I thought towards the back end, but then I found it hard to justify putting other people ahead of her. So
she just kind of felt placed, you know, they kind of just, I felt like they placed her at 29 because it's right after 30 and it's in the top, it's in the 20s and she's well respected globally. And, you know, I think, you know, am I wrong at having her 49? Probably. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I might be wrong at having her 33. Maybe she should be off the list if it's just a WWE list, right?
Yeah, that's what I did. But, you know, in WWE mentioned outside of WWE for other girls, including her.
Right.
So I'm kind of in the wrong myself. But
well, if you're outside WWE, she's got to be much higher. She's got to be like top 10. Like if it's everything she's ever done, right?
Yeah, but honestly, I don't have that vast of a Bull Nakano Rolodex in my mind to get her there, right. And I don't really have the time to, so she's 49 for me. Sorry.
Bull, if you're listening, we're sorry to let you down. Who I let down and you didn't was Luna Vachon. I had her at 47 and you had her at 33.
Yes.
And they had her like 24th.
Really? Yes, they did. They had 24. Yeah. Well, she's memorable. She has a pretty good character. Her promos are kind of robotic, but, you know, I guess they deliver or they have purpose, you know? They're menacing, you know?
Does it bother you that she's banging a vampire?
I don't know. I'm sure they're into some stuff, though. You know what I mean? Probably. I don't think they're having missionary sex. Let's just put it that way.
No. There's nothing traditional about them.
I don't think missionary is in their vocabulary.
The sounds that she must make, you'd have to be a vampire, I guess, to look.
It's memorable. I kind of dug it as a kid. You know, I think her best feature is her promo. Well, is really her character work.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's a really interesting addition to this whole thing. I think I don't mind it at all. It just feels like it just feels high. Like based on
24 high. But she was very crucial to Sable, really. You know, when Sable transitioned to the in-ring role, it was her.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right. That makes sense.
You know? And then she was pretty crucial to the Dink too.
Yes. Yes. She made him a man, you know? You have Jacqueline at 35. I have her at 31. They have her at 32. Again, we're in the vicinity. To me, this just feels like a really legitimizing presence in the women's division for Sable.
Yes. You know, she's Sable's second act, right after Luna. She's right after Luna.
Yeah.
I really like her with Marvelous Mark Mero. I think it's great. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think it's a really good fit. And then she's there till like 2004, where she wins the Cruiserweight title. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know? Personally, I've been watching a lot of 2002 before the Peacock ruined my life, but she's a referee. She's all over the place still. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she has a lot of longevity in her, you know?
Yeah. No, she's great. Like makes my list. easy, like no problem. And you included Sonya Deville at 34, and she's at 47. Why 34?
Well, I did like this weird mathematical equation, and mm-hmm. I did math wrong, so she might be a little high. But we're gonna go with it.
Sure.
Why is she on this list? Let's just go why does the WWE have her at 47 instead of why I have her at 34, because I'm not good at math. But anyways, I think she's at 47 because she, most importantly, has a big push coming.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I could see that.
You know, she's back as a SmackDown GM.
Yep.
So let's plug her in at 34. But two things for me why I think she's somewhat deserves to be on the list. I can make a case for her not being on the list, mm-hmm. but my case for her to being on the list is, one, she was excellent in that first ever Elimination Chamber for the Women's Tag Team title in 2019.
Yeah.
She was memorable. She was tough. She was stiff. She was really, really fun. And she worked. And then last summer in the PC era, her promos on Mandy were great. I don't know if you saw them because yep. the PC era SmackDown.
No,
but
I saw the promos. She was very good in the promos.
Very, very, very good. And that's her case on why she's on the list. Yep. But redoing math, she's not 34. But anyways.
Whatever.
That's why I, you know, what's to come with her is why she's 47, I think.
Yeah, see, all I kept thinking was why her and not Mandy? Like, they're kind of one and the same. I think more than anybody else, she's the one who was most hurt by Ronda Rousey coming in.
Yeah, she's Ronda Light, you know what I mean? She's yeah. Walmart brand Ronda, really,
and
you know
was,
what I mean?
And they were setting her up to be that character. And then Ronda yes. comes in and kind of swoops in and takes that from her, which I always felt kind of bad for because I like her. Like, I interesting look, like, you know, it's cool.
She's very marketable too for them, you know?
Yes, yes. And that's good. It's good to have that yeah. kind of visibility in the show. Like it's great. All right.
Now, do you think she was going to shave her head at SummerSlam last year? She was going to go through with that. That would have been a pretty cool jump up moment.
I could see her doing it.
Yeah, I can see it too. Anyways,
did you ever watch her on the NXT, not NXT, Tough Enough?
I haven't watched since it originally aired in 2015, but yes.
Yeah, see, she was good. Yeah, but I, just on that personality, I could see her, because I feel she showed more personality on that show than she ever really did on the big show. But I could see her shave. That's where I'd come to the idea of like, yeah, she could shave her head.
Yeah, and I think that personality was starting to come out, and I think it's gonna come out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wish they had gone more with the whole daddy thing.
Yeah, that could have been cool. You know?
Yeah, I think that could have worked really well.
Well, maybe that's what the shaved head gets to. But anyways, continue. Enough on Sonya Deville.
That's fine. Okay, we're back to third. We're going back to the WWE list. Okay, so at 30, Naomi. At 29, Bull Nakano. 28, Ivory. 27, Melina. And 26, the Bella Twins. What is your 30 looking like?
My 30 is Shayna Baszler. My 29 is Maryse. My 28 is Layla. My 27 is Naomi. And my 26 is Melina.
Interesting. Okay, so my 30 is Eve Torres. My 29 is Natalia. My 28 is Carmella. 27, Naomi. Hey, we got Naomi 27, both of us.
Let's go. Is that yeah. the first time?
And my 26 is Jazz. So let's start at the bottom. You got Jazz at 46.
Yeah. She's on the list because of her work, right? You know, she was pretty – that Mania 19 match with Victoria is pretty good, you know?
Yep.
She's just legit. She seems legit. She's stiff. You know, she looks believable. She's badass. But what has she really done?
Well, I mean, she's got
– What jumped out?
Well, she's got two title wins at well, not total wins, but she walks out of WrestleMania twice as champion, doesn't she?
Trish doesn't win at 19.
No,
yeah, I could be wrong. No, I know she wins at 18.
She wins at 18. I forget what she does at 19, but definitely she walks out at 18, and it was surprising. I found her yeah. debut really interesting. It was at the Survivor Series, I believe, or around that time.
Yeah. It was a six-pack challenge. She came out as the ECW representative when ECW.
Right. Yeah, I really like that. Like, so I like her as a menacing force in the division, and in a time where the division really needed legitimacy.
Yeah, and she's a nice little token in that world at that time.
Yeah, because it's all models except for her.
Yeah, and she sticks out. Yeah, I can see it. I might have been a little low on her.
Yeah, and I also tend to favor these people that are a little less traditional. You know, in that era, she's not a traditional women's wrestler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in that she's muscular. She's not Trish pretty. You know what I mean? Like, so that's kind of where for me, like someone who stands out in the division like that, for me, bumps up a bit.
Yep. Just, you know, not super longevity, you know, star powers. Yeah. It's star powers there, as you were just talking about. Yeah. It's I might have dinged her on star power a little bit, but you convinced me to bump it up, you know?
Yeah.
I was probably a little low on her.
Well, fair enough. I'll
give Jazz her due.
And then you got Eve Torres. You got Eve Torres 45, and I have her at 30. So I think Eve – look, I don't think she's good per se, but I think she was the best one they had in that era after Beth Phoenix. And I think that, like – I think without her as the champion during that era – it would have been about a billion times worse because she was just athletic enough to keep the match interesting.
Yeah, but she was also a top as it's probably rock bottom for that whole women's division.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But I worry that without her, it would have been infinitely worse.
I don't mind her character, her jump up moment. Like, I liked her as a bitch better than a baby face. You know, when she like slapped Zack Ryder and turned into that heel afterwards. I thought it was much better than, well, she's beautiful, than that beautiful smiling baby face with missing charisma. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't love the pose at the top of the ramp. Strange statue pose she does.
Yeah, it's like she's filling a void. That's how I look at it, you know?
But yeah, I mean, look, not the worst, I suppose.
No, not the worst. Now, she'd be a good tag wrestler if tag wrestling was the thing. Is she Dana Brooke?
Yeah, like a less athletic, but it's weird. Like a less athletic, but maybe better in ring.
Yeah.
Like, because Dana Brooke's not good, but like you can tell.
But she poses.
She's got some flips. You know who else poses really well? I have her at 44. I have her pretty low. You have her much higher. You have her at 29, and I have her at 44, and that's Maryse.
Character, man. I think she kills it.
Yeah.
You know, was she an English speaking girl when she debuted with the Diva contest in 2006? I don't think she spoke English, did she?
I don't think so.
You know, just this, you can appreciate this beautiful French Canadian girl with a lot of charisma. You know what I mean?
Obviously.
Like, there's no way she should have been women's champion, and then she's women's champion. You know what I mean?
I know. She is every French girl I've ever known.
Well, you need to introduce me to some French girls.
Which is, anytime you come here, there's literally millions of them. So, And
have you seen her Instagram lately?
No, I have not, but I'm assuming that I probably should look at it right now and not get too distracted.
Well, go look up her Bad Bunny themed Instagram posts.
All right. We got to move off her.
All right, real quick. But I think she's really good when she returns with The Miz in 2006 and adds a lot to him.
I agree. I very much agree. I think she's a very good part of that act.
I kind of gave her a little extra for that too.
Yeah, maybe I put her a bit too low.
Yeah, I think she's excellent? No, but I think she's solid and she overachieved.
Yeah, to me that feels like the worst women's division. When they gave when they made the butterfly belt and Michelle McCool was on the other show, like that to me feels like the worst. It feels like your version of 2011. That's mine.
Yeah.
So someone who she deserves. Okay, you have Natalia at 32. I have her at 29, and I didn't want to put her at 29. They put her at 20, right?
Yeah.
What the hell? What is wrong with Natalia?
She's just not interesting.
Yeah.
She's just not interesting. Like, she's a good wrestler. You know what I mean? But they're all good wrestlers today. And it's not like she was a good enough wrestler to have good matches when the girls that weren't good wrestlers. You know what I mean? She's she's solid. Her best attribute is longevity. I hate to say it. Or in ring. Like, there's no characters. Her promos are blah.
But she's,
you know, what's her...
Yeah, like, she's not that great in ring. Like, she's okay.
She's okay, but that's her best feature. That's why she's in the mid-30s for me and not 20, you know?
Yeah, like, look, and something that's crazy that I noticed today when I was looking at it, she only has 2 title reigns for a total of 150 days.
Oh, wow, that's it. I know the SummerSlam 2017, and I can't even remember the other one.
Well, it was early, but like, that's insane for someone who's been there, what, like 13 years?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but if she's not Jim the Anvil's Neidhart's daughter, she's still employed. You know?
Yeah,
I don't want to say well, that's, you know.
She's kind of the mom. I think she's the mom of that division.
Yeah, she's the glue probably backstage. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so she's there. You had Layla at 28. I had Layla off my list.
For me, it was the character work. I think she was the best part of Michelle McCool's career. I think Michelle McCool is a little overrated, but I think Layla is the best part of it.
That's fair, I guess. I just think she might be the worst in-ring champion they've ever had for women.
She was champion?
Yeah. On more than one occasion, I believe.
Oh, with half of McCool, yeah. I don't know. Even when she won Diva Search in 2016, Yeah, 2006. She was just so spunky and energetic and great. And have you ever seen just The Miz with Big Dick Johnson and her? She's just like great in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think her character work and her charisma are just pretty good. It's underrated, I think.
Yeah, I could see it. I just feel like I feel there's a period of time where the women actively hurt the show, and she's the champion when that happens.
Here's the thing. If she's in the WWE now, she's a tag wrestler with Michelle McCool, and they're fine. They might be iconic level. Maybe a little bit better because they're not Aussie, you know?
Right.
But that's probably their lane.
Well, you got a problem with Aussies? What the hell's your problem? They're the nicest people.
That's Vince McMahon's problem with the Iconics. They're Aussie. They're,
right. You know what I mean? No one's going to get them, pal. They speak funny. They talk funny. What's wrong with their voices?
Yeah, me and my Boston accent, so I don't know. But I don't know. I just think that she was, you know, her charisma and her character work was solid. You know what I mean? She's fun.
Yeah, I agree. I agree she's fun. I just don't ever want to – if she was a manager, I'd put her on the list.
Yeah, like she was good with Regal.
Yeah. So we both got Naomi at 27. They have her at 30.
So it's ballpark, you know?
Yeah. Incredibly so. Naomi for me feels like the problem with the main with the company as a whole, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the big problem I have with the company as a whole, I have lots of problems, but one of my biggest ones is that it's like the most athletically gifted roster they've ever had, but I don't think the best professional wrestlers they've ever had. So I think if you look at like around 2001, 2002, 2000, that's the best professional wrestlers they ever had. Like, I think it's normal because it was a consequence of like the last vestiges of the territory system. Guys got trained from everywhere, but they were all great wrestlers. Now I find the guys are just so athletic, and it's absurd the level of athleticism, but they don't the fundamentals of wrestling and storytelling and psychology just aren't there anymore. That's what I feel about Naomi.
Yeah, like she's a spot girl. She hits her spots, boom, and then it's like, what the in between? What do we got? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think I don't know. Like, she deserves to be in the late 20s, really. Don't forget, she debuted with AJ and Caitlyn.
Yeah.
And what was that? 2010 NXT Girls, 2011, whatever that was. And she has gone through a few iterations of Naomi. Funkadactyl, bad with Sasha, you know, kind of nothing, Glow, now with Lana. So she has some flexibility to her, you know?
Yeah. And Jimmy Uso would know all about that.
That's for sure. But, like, I couldn't tell you her best match.
It's hard.
You know?
Because all her matches, and I'm not saying this as a slight, I think she's actually quite interesting to watch. Like, I like watching her. I'm happy she's in the promotion. It's just like, yeah, there's something missing to be able to have a great match.
But, you know, the glow stuff's cool. Yep. I'm sure it's with girls. You know, the entrance and everything, it's great. The longevity's there. She's probably just a tag. She's a tag girl at best. That's her strength. Come in hot, boom, hot tag. That's her strength.
Yeah, I could see that. All right, before you start at number 25, just drop out to whoever's listening right now. Check out everything going on in the North-South Connection Podcast Network. There's stuff Monday to Sunday, every single day. I'm not going to go through all the shows because I want to make sure we're able to finish this list. But give us a like, give us a follow. Look, keep the feedback coming too. I'm at Aaron D. George. Ryan, where are you on Twitter?
I am at RyanGray1109.
1109, at RyanGray1109. So listen, let us know what you thought of the show, what you like, what you don't like. But thank you so much for all the support all the listeners have given so far. Everything that we've done in the North-South Connection so far has been – look, we've had fun doing it, and if we could bring you a little bit of joy, that's awesome too. All right, so Ryan, hit us back. Let's go with number 25 to 21 on their list, on the WWE list.
All right, so 25. I don't think – did we say 26 for the Bellas?
Yeah, we did. We did, and I kind of scoffed.
All right, so 26, the Bella Twins. 25, Io Shirai. 24, Luna Vachon. 23, Stephanie McMahon. 22, Michelle McCool. And 21, Rhea Ripley.
Okay, so my 25 is Molly Holly. My 24 is Melina. My 23 is Victoria. There's kind of a theme in this era. My 22 is Lita. And my 21 is Paige. What's your list looking like as of 25?
All right, 25, I am Victoria. 24, I am Molly Holly. 23, I am Nikki Cross. 22, I am Ivory. And 20, I am Carmella.
21, you're Carmella, you mean?
Correct, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, so Nikki Cross. So Nikki Cross, let's deal with her first because she was 43 on their list. She was 36 on mine, and you got her all the way at 23. Mm-hmm. Okay, what am I missing about Nikki Cross?
All right, I think that she's, you know, this is like an NJPW. This is how I did it, and she just like sprays above average on all of it for me. I think she's good in ring. I think her character work is her best attribute, and she has some star power, charisma, and flexibility. You know what I mean? She just doesn't have much memorable moments. You know, but I think she scores pretty well in those first three categories. I don't know. It's like, I can't believe she's 23, but I think she just spreads out pretty well. Like, she's pretty good in ring. Her NXT, her Asuka match in NXT, Last Woman Standing, is
very good.
Very good. Yep. You know, even her run with Bayley, it was in the COVID era. It was a lot, but it was solid. She's pretty good. You know, she's a good bumper. She's got good energy. She'd be a great hot tag girl with Alexa, you know, and then her character work. It's all over the place, but it's interesting, you know?
Yeah.
And I think she was they have some legs when they go back to it with Alexa, because I think she was pretty sympathetic when Alexa ditched her. I was interested.
Yeah, I think they've done well with her storyline-wise, better than I thought they would do with her storyline-wise. My problem is I hate her character. To me, it just feels so forced. Like, the screaming, the running in place, it feels like when I go see, like, an amateur theater play, and the lawyer who's, you know, doing a great job acting in a play, which is, you know, was difficult and whatever, but, like, you can just tell it's not connected to anything real. And for me in wrestling, that's, like, my number one, like, that's my big problem with Matt Riddle, right? Like, it's like, look, you're not a human anymore. So that's why I have her low. But I wanted to give her some respect for the matches. I do like the tag team with Alexa. I even really liked her as part of Sanity. Like, I thought that was an interesting faction that they just dropped for whatever stupid reason.
Well, if Riddle is a stoner, she is full of coke 24/7.
Oh, yeah, so. She's doing crystal meth, like, backstage.
Well, I think she definitely deserves to be on the list. I might be a little high, but like I said, how I did it with the NJPW, I think she, you know, she spreads out pretty good through these categories, I think, you know? And I do get your criticism, and she kind of toned it down with Alexa a little bit, so that spunkiness and too much of that you were talking about is kind of out of the, maybe out of her system, hopefully.
Yeah.
But because of the Alexa tag. But I don't know. I think she's pretty good, and I think she has a decent future. I just don't. I don't know how to push her if I were them.
No, she doesn't fit their mold at all.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. And the problem is she's not good enough to break the mold.
Yeah, especially today with nowadays with the girls. But I think she belongs. You know, I just don't know how she breaks through.
Yeah, I think tag. You said tag, and I think that makes a lot of sense.
She's a great hot tag, man.
Yeah. I have Ivory at 32. They have Ivory at 28. You have Ivory at 22.
Oof.
I struggle with Ivory. She's the women's champion forever. I like her as part of Right to Censor, but terrible in ring.
Yeah, that was her lowest grade for me, was in ring. But I think she's a lot of charisma. She's got some presence. She's got some bitch to her that it's memorable. She's great. She was really good with Chyna, like building up that Chyna match. She was very good in Right to Censor, very memorable. You know, her scarf is all over the place. She's somewhat memorable. You know, she has some decent longevity too. But yeah, I can see your flaws. Her in-ring is definitely my lowest score out of her.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I have her 32, so it's, I think I'm giving her respect. Like, I'm not like I do appreciate what she did for the division. Like, she, and it's crazy because as much as I'm kind of saying I don't like her in-ring, she was a stabilizing force for the division.
Yeah, she trained Trish or something like that, maybe.
Right.
So she's key. I just can't believe I have her higher than Molly Holly and Victoria. She should be above them. That's a maybe it's a math. I'll blame it on the math like earlier with Bull.
So I have Carmella at 28. You have Carmella at 21. They have Carmella at 34. What's your favorite Carmella?
I think she's fun. Like, she's a fun, like when she has a dude with her, if it's James Ellsworth or R-Truth or Reginald, it really helps her and it brings out her quirks. You know, it brings out her strengths, and it's her, she's really good working off of someone.
Yeah.
In that, you know, she won Money in the Bank twice. The cash in was memorable. So she has a little jump up factor. She has some flexibility working with all those guys, you know, and then, yeah, the Nikki Bella feud was kind of blah, but it's kind of memorable. You know, it was a good way of establishing her, you know?
Yeah, I like her. I thought her Mella is Money run as a character was really great. Yeah. And I think in ring, she's fine. Like,
yeah, she's fine. She's a little worse. You know, she's not as good as Alexa, but she's similar, you know?
I think I'd put her maybe on par with Alexa, which would be like a step below the others.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same lane. You know what I mean? It's she's similar to Alexa.
Yeah. I don't mind. The new character's fine, but I really like the Mella is Money. I think that had more legs.
Yeah, like she has a good character, good charisma, good promo, good presence. She's just solid. She's like, I don't know. And she, like I said earlier, she works really good with others.
Yeah.
You know?
And her presence in the women's division is such a boon and really shows how deep the division is.
Yeah.
Because she's not on top. She rarely is. When she was, it was fine. But, like, you know, like, it's good to have these characters. It makes the division feel more legit when someone comes in like this, is good at the character, and can carry themselves in the ring as well.
Yeah. She's solid. You know, she's probably, what, a better version of Ivory, you know?
Yeah. Oh, she's much better. Much better.
Yeah. Similar, you know?
Yeah. As far away from Ivory as possible is Melina. You have it 26. I have it 24. They have it 27. Melina feels like someone who was really that was them trending in the right direction with the women's division at the time.
Yeah, she was, you know, she was really good with Eminem when she first debuted. You know what I mean? She was
nailed those.
She shined her entrance. It's memorable. She was even cutting promos and they were good. But then when she transitioned to a wrestler, she probably definitely out-hit what she should have, you know?
Yes. Yeah. When I watched everything for the year that was, like, I never really hated anything Melina did. Like, I mean, like, maybe the matches weren't always the best, but I never felt like it was her fault. Like, she's one of the ones who felt like a legit wrestler in with models sometimes.
Yeah, she has a good presence. Even like some of the NWA stuff that I was watching a little bit on the Power, she was still there and she was still charismatic and had a lot of presence. Yeah. And you know, so she still got that, and it was always natural, and she's pretty memorable, you know? And like you said, when she fit that era perfectly, and she, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and she probably made John Morrison a very happy man for a few years.
And Batista, but I...
yes, and Batista.
But she was, when she used to be like Mick Foley's friend when he used to feud with Flair in 2006, she was pretty good.
I hate that so much. Not her. I don't blame any of that on her. I blame it all on Mick Foley, because have you read his book where he talks about that?
No.
Oh my God. He thought this was going to be like an industry changing storyline, and Melina was going to become this like transcendent star from it.
I don't know about that, but she was like a difference. She showed a different side of herself, and I didn't think she was too bad. You know what I mean?
I just don't believe they're friends.
Yeah.
She's not hanging out with him. I'm sorry. Molly Holly, I have at 25. You have at 24. And the company has at 15.
Well, she's going to the Hall of Fame this year, so yeah, that's why.
I got to give her that push. Do you like Face Molly Holly? Do you like Mighty Molly or Angry Woman Molly Holly?
I don't know. I kind of indifferent to all of it. Like, she's not a girl that I respect her more than I like her, kind of one of those types, okay. You know? I don't know. Like, she's kind of, I don't want to say, like, she's average in every category, I would say, really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But flexibility-wise, like you mentioned, Mighty Molly, you know, 1960s Molly, or
virgin. Wasn't she a virgin for a while? That was a character.
Yeah, I guess.
She's virgin. Can you believe it?
And she wasn't bad at it. You know what I mean? It was definitely something different and needed at the time, and it worked. But
she made it work. She made it work.
She made it work. She definitely deserves to be top 25. You know?
Yeah, I'm good with her there. And someone who I'm also good with, to close out this little section, is you have Victoria at 25, I have her at 23, and they have her at 14. So for me, Victoria feels like maybe the first, like, you know, when we get into like Sable taking the title and, you know, that Jacqueline and that era, whatever, like, she feels like the first real character in the division, as opposed to just another wrestler for me.
Yeah, I loved her with Stevie Richards when she debuted.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all the things she said. Well, but anyways, you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
But, like, that whole vibe, I loved it. The spider and everything, it was cool, you know?
Yeah, I really dug it. And, like, for me, these three really feel like they should be together. Victoria, Melina, and Molly Holly. Yes. Like, they're just, like, that little step behind some of the better ones, but really good forces in the division. And we both have them all together. You have Molly as the top one, Victoria as the second, and Melina as the third. I have Victoria, Melina, and Molly.
Yeah, and it's close.
Yeah, It just felt right putting them together.
Yeah, you know. Victoria, what's your best attribute? You think in-ring or character work?
I think character and in-ring, but they're both high.
They're both high and very close. Yes, yeah. That's why I had them very close, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm happy with her being there. I she's someone I wish would have stuck around a bit longer.
Yeah, it was good, and it was good to see her come back at the Rumble a few months ago.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but it's like, I wouldn't disagree with that at all. It's just, it's too bad that like more of her prime wasn't spent in WWF.
Yeah, would she get out and then she went right to TNA and worked there for 5 years or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I say that, but then again, maybe she got to do more in ring stuff because they tended to give the women a bit more time.
Yeah,
on the shows at least. All right, back to their list at number 20, Natalya. Number 19, AJ Lee. Number 18, Shayna Baszler. Number 17, Paige. And number 16, Sable. What does your number 20 look like?
My number 20 is Stephanie McMahon. My number 19 is Bianca Belair. My number 18 is Beth Phoenix. My number 17 is Paige. My number 16 is Sable. Okay. So did I do it right there?
You did. You did. And so my 20 is AJ Lee. My 19 is Alexa Bliss. My 18 is not on their list or yours, and it's Sunny. My 17 is Sable, and my 16 is Michelle McCool. So we are dealing with first. Well, we're dealing with Bianca Belair first, my friend, because I have her all the way back at 42.
42, and they had her at 35, and I have her at 19.
Yeah.
That's very premature. I'm not even a Bianca Belair fan. I think she is overpushed a little. You know, I don't think she's ready. I don't, you know, we're recording this a few days before Mania.
Yeah.
And, she's
probably going to win the title.
She's probably going to win the title. She was good in the Rumble, but I don't know. It seems like there's something missing. Something's not mature enough in her character. Like when she had that mini feud with Bayley in, you know, December and January leading to the Rumble, I think Bayley totally outshined her and kind of exposed how not ready she is.
Bayley's just so good though.
I know. But where's that? But she has charisma. She, you know, she grades very well on the scale.
Yeah.
But
Look,
she's kind of similar to Naomi, maybe, like in ring wise. She does a lot of things athletic, but
different, but a different version of it, like, which is great.
Like it doesn't click yet. Like a lot of it's not clicking. I definitely have her over. I wonder if I did math wrong on her too, but I definitely have her over. I have her too high. Let's put it that way, I think.
Well, look, I don't dislike her. I think she's got incredible potential.
Yes.
I really liked her in both Royal Rumbles.
Yes.
But I liked her way more in the first one she was in than the second one. I thought it was too much in the second one.
Yeah, it was her first one. She was under the radar. You know what I mean? Came in and she was having all these great hope spots, kept surviving. Actually, she showed a lot of charisma that night. She was really good that night, like you said, yeah.
So my problem with her is, for me, it falls – maybe this will change because at WrestleMania, and maybe I'll have a completely different view of it, and I'm totally ready to have my mind changed on her. But I find that it falls apart as soon as she gets into a one-on-one match.
Yes, yeah. Agree. And then the Sasha build so far, it's kind of – more miss than hit, really.
Yeah.
Like I like when Sasha called her a rookie, and I liked her response. I was like, okay, now they're getting somewhere. When Sasha came in was like rookie or whatever, that was the first time it kind of clicked and felt like it was going somewhere.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and I could be on board with that totally. I want to see more in ring from her.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff there. She's just gonna kind of put together.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's lots of time. Like,
yes.
This should be someone who's a major star for a very long time, and I want her to become that major star.
Let's play a quick game. How old do you think she is?
I'm going to say she's like 23.
She's 31.
Whoa!
So maybe not.
Yeah. Forget everything I said. Don't put her on the show. Bury her ass. No. But then again, now they wrestle for so long, right? People wrestle into their 40s now, so there's time for her still.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so next, lowest, is I have Paige at 21. They have Paige at 17. You have Paige at 17.
Yes. Would you have her at 31, you said?
21.
21. Okay, so we're all pretty close. You know?
Yeah.
She's pretty good in every character, in every category. You know, she has a lot of jump up. You know, when her debut winning the night after Mania 30 was memorable and it worked. You know, she has a goddamn movie after her. Some of her promos as a GM was great, too. You know what I mean? But longevity, kind of got hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a shame because especially when she came back with Mandy Rose and...
Yeah, that was cool.
Who was the other one? God, I don't remember.
Sonya.
Oh, it was Sonya. Okay. Yeah, well, that's right. Started the team. Yeah, I thought that had a lot of potential. I think it's a shame because she doesn't get nearly the credit she deserves for kind of kickstarting the women's revolution.
Yeah, she kind of... gets kind of pushed under, you know, pushed behind a little bit and a little forgotten about, but, you know, she's good. You know, she has a great look.
Yeah.
Her scream, it gets your attention right away. She's, you know, she's got a lot, but it's just too bad that, you know, she kind of fell off too early.
Well, she could go to like a visceral level, which was nice.
Yes.
Like it felt like a war, which was good with her. All right. Nah, you have Stephanie at 20. I don't have Stephanie on my list.
It's all like, all right, let's do Stephanie real quick.
Yeah,
obviously, it's all like jump up. you know, it's memorable. I don't even like her. Like, her character, I cringe. Like, you know, sometimes I cringe. It's too much. She's too much. She's, like, she's demeaning. She never shows ass. And the one time she shows ass is to Vicky Guerrero on the way out. You know what I mean? Yeah, so she's very, yeah, like, she seems like a wicked insecure character. You know what I mean?
What a shock. And who did she end up marrying?
Can you imagine those conversations that night? That pillow talk? Oh, God.
Yeah.
But I don't know. She definitely, like, she submits herself into so many things, like planting herself in the Royal Rumble. She's commentary. She's denouncing it. She's like too much. She's like too much a lot. But
yeah,
I don't know. She's on, you know, she's a lot of jump up moments, really. And her character, I could see some people liking it, but it didn't ring. She's not the worst, but she's not the best. You know what I mean? Her and Brie Bella are terrible, and they had like an okay match. You know what I mean? Yeah,
I just didn't want to give her any credit, put her on a list. Like, I know, when I was cutting people, I was like, oh, easy.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. And I think she just scored. She's been around forever. You know, she's been in and out of eras. She sprays herself everywhere. So, yeah. I don't know. I guess she grows on me a little bit. But a lot of, like, too much a lot.
Look, I don't want to spend too much time on Sunny. I put her at 18 because I think she's one of the most important women in the company's history. That's it.
Yes.
That's it. And I feel very similarly about Sable at 17. They have her at 16, and you have her at 16.
Yes. So we're all right there. You know, she became okay in ring. You know what I mean? But her character and her promos were great. You know what I mean? Her star power is fantastic.
Off the chart star power, off the chart looks, obviously. And, like, I think it's because our expectations were low. But, like, when you saw her do things in your ring, you were always impressed.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I love her look. Like, the TKO shirt, the cutoff sleeves, the ponytail. You know, she's kind of badass. You know, she really shouldn't have been.
No. And a really important character.
Unbelievable. Like, she's right up there with Austin for a little bit for them company wise popularity.
Is she one of the biggest omissions from the current Hall of Fame?
Yeah, and you think that they would want to put her. I bet you she doesn't want to go in.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't want her. Or Brock's like, you're not going in.
Yeah, she's right there too. You know, they're Golden Boy Brock, and she's right there, and she's, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. She's probably holding him out for money if she learns from Brock.
All right. Well, look, hit us with number 15 to 11 on their list.
All right. 15 to 11 on their list. At number 15. At number 15 on their list, Molly Holly, 14 Victoria, 13 Alexa Bliss, 12 Mickie James, and 11 Beth Phoenix.
Okay. So I got Alundra Blaze at 15. Io Shirai at 14, Kairi Sane at 13, Shayna Baszler at 12, and Chyna at 11.
Okay. At 15, my list, 15, I have Rhea. 14, I have Michelle McCool. 13, I have the Bella Twins. 12, I have Lita. And 11, I have Mickie James.
Okay. All right. So let's deal with Kairi Sane first. You had her at 39. They had her at 31. I have her absurdly high at 13.
Well, no, she's great. She just doesn't have much, you know?
I really like her NXT run. I think her NXT run's really good. I love her in the original Mae Young tournament. And I like the Kabuki Warriors team. I think her character's really interesting. I think in ring, she might be the best in-ring worker. Of the women.
Yeah, that elbow is beautiful. It's her selling is great. She's sympathetic. I'm probably low on her, but I probably dinged her too much for longevity. But she's very meaningful within her short time.
I agree. You know what I mean? Yeah, I definitely agree. Something special about her, and I wish she was still there.
Yeah, it's just not much jump up, really. But she has the Mae Young, and then, you know, she has the NXT run. You're right. I'm a pretty big NXT fan, so I can't believe I do this, but I take away NXT maybe a little bit. Like, I kind of, you know what I mean? Just because
Yeah, I hear you.
Maybe, how important is it? You know what I mean? But and I am a big NXT fan. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Is she a pirate or is she looking for pirates?
I don't know. I'd like to find out. Anyways.
Well, if we could only talk to her. All right. You had you had Io Shirai at 37. They had her at 25. I had her at 14.
Yes. Let me find her real quick. Yeah. Similar to Kairi, where I kind of dinged her for the NXT, but she is great in ring.
Awesome. Like,
she is fantastic. In general, in ring, I have her third out of all these girls.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That makes sense.
Third or fourth, you know what I mean? I have her, you know what I mean? I have her third or fourth in ring. So it's what really dings her is kind of jump up factor, you know what I mean?
Right.
To me, you know, yeah, she's in a 10-month storyline, 10-month long championship run, but how meaningful is it? You know what I mean? Like NXT, it's an NXT down period kind of,
yeah,
you know what I mean? But it's also a hype for the women's, it's like their women's division is the most. Has the most depth at any point, so maybe I don't know. It's hard. They're hard to me. They're hard to kind of grade. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess for them, for me, it's like so. We're entering a tier, and I'll explain it when we get to a different character. But I find when I get to like number 21 and up, to me these feel like the more quote unquote elite level workers.
Yes,
they're not all there. Like Sable's not an elite level worker, but she's so important, right? And so, like, these two really feel that good. And what I like about Io Shirai, too, is I liked when she turned heel originally, too. That was
really, yes, it's beautiful.
Really interesting. She had the face run before. Like, I like the versatility. I like the work. I think maybe the promos and stuff could be better. But you're right that longevity dings her. But, you know, again, with her, there's still time.
Yeah, just the longevity dings her. And then, like, the NXT importance. That's just kind of how you gauge it. And I should be a little more on it, but I'm, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little insensitive NXT where I don't want to give it too much.
Right.
I don't know. But I love how she turned heel where she couldn't beat Shayna. She couldn't overcome Shayna and she just snapped.
I thought
it was great.
Yeah.
You know, fuck. Great.
Very, very solid. So here's someone I'm not big on. I have Rhea Ripley at 34. They have her at 21 and you have her at 15.
I do.
I'm going to just put it on the table. I don't get it.
You don't get it?
I don't get it at all. I find that this is someone playing at being a wrestler instead of being a wrestler. And I don't know. And I can fully admit, too, I really liked your match with Charlotte last year. And that's actually why I didn't bump her down lower. Because I was like, oh, I can't.
Yeah. That's my watermark. I thought in an empty arena at that time at 4.25, I think it's great. I think it's excellent. We'll get to Charlotte later. That's kind of like my Charlotte thing. But here's the thing: when she was the UK champion, everything you said, playing a wrestler, something missing, deer in the headlights, kind of was there. And I've just seen so much improvement. So am I overvaluing that improvement? Probably, but. Just the look. I think she has some presence, but I definitely like the stomp. My brutality. That's kind of corny. I get that, you know. But
I hate that she did it. This is what's sticking in my head. There's times she came down to help somebody. Someone's getting the shit kicked out of them, and she stopped to do her pose with her music.
Yeah, it was with Charlotte and Io, I think. I remember talking to you about it at the time, and I was just like, yeah, I got nothing for that. That was stupid. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think she's improved so much in ring. I mean, promo wise, that they can hand her the stick and she can go out there and be attention grab. Is she the best? No, but she can hold her own and she's going to get better. But am I grading her for it? Probably. But, you know, she has a lot. Her resume, Raquel, that last woman standing, great. Shayna, when she wins the title at Shayna, that's a huge jump up moment. You know what I mean? That's like peak NXT for that era. You know, and everything was downhill kind of since then.
Right. Well, main roster, so what do you want? Like,
yeah, I think she was really good I think she was better in the Rumble this year than Bianca.
Yes, I will agree. I'll agree with that.
Some flexibility, you know, up and down, you know. I'm afraid they're going to kind of main roster wise, I'm afraid that they're going to kind of Shayna Baszler her and try to give her too much. Like, remember when they turned Shayna into a vampire? I'm afraid that they're going to give her something wonky like that.
Something stupid,
I know. But I think she, I think, I don't know. I think she's more, maybe more flexible than Shayna. So I kind of put her above Shayna, you know?
That's fair.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, but that Charlotte match, like, you can't knock that, man. And then,
no,
yeah,
great.
Charlotte led it, but Rhea brought it too, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe I'm a bit too hard. But again, I don't have her 50. I have her in 30s. All right. Look, Alundra Blaze, you have it 31. They have her substantially higher. They have her at, 7, and I have her at 15. So for me, again, we got to probably pick up a couple of these ones here. For me, like, it's just, she's way underrated in the ring and had no one to work with. It's what, like, she's fighting Leilani Kai. So, I mean, like, and she was the rebirth of the division. She was interesting, dynamic, or, I mean, her promos are what they were. But I just think she's an important enough figure that she goes a bit higher for me. But she, for me, she can't crack the top 10.
No, I think it's a. I think she was ham-fisted into 7, so I probably dinged her too much. But with me is her biggest jump up moment is leaving the company and throwing their belt in the trap.
Garbage. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, and she's better and better as Medusa. I hate to say it. You know what I mean? She's more memorable and more charisma with Medusa. I don't know. Like,
not
I kinda,
better in ring as Medusa, though, I don't think.
No, yeah, I'll give you that. But, like, memorable character. Like, yeah. She's – Paulie, when she's in Dangerous Alliance, she's much better and more compelling than Alundra Blaze. I don't know.
No, I agree. She's just in white meat babyface as Alundra Blaze, which
– Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's kind of – yeah, we ding 2011 and 12 and 13, but
– yeah.
94, 95, any better? You know what I mean?
Oh, no, it's... Well, but yes, because the matches are good.
Yeah.
Like, almost all the women's matches in that era are pretty good. Cause, but then again, she's in there with Bull Nakano. She's in there... Even Bertha Faye match is fine. The Lenny Kai match I kind of joked about, but it's still fine. Like, it. None of those matches are business-exposing matches.
No, and she's crisp. Let's just say she's a good carpenter.
Yeah.
You know, she's solid. Yeah, 31 might be a little low, but I have her pretty good.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like, longevity-wise, she's only there for 2 years. Yeah. You know what I mean?
All right, you got Shayna Baszler at 30. They have Shayna Baszler at 18. I have Shayna Baszler at 12. And I'm basing – I really love her and it run as NXT champion.
Yes, but it's really good. But my thing is it's one-dimensional, and I think it hurts her on the main roster. You know what I mean? If she's booked as that badass for 2 years – there's not much to her other than that. And when they're not in badass business with Charlotte and Becky and Bailey and Sasha and Asuka and all these girls up there, her strengths aren't really needed. Her strength, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Again, someone who's probably hurt by Rousey coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is right after Ronda leaves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But her NXT, but here's the thing with the NXT, like NXT was so strong there. She never really had that. She always had that very good takeout match, and it was always undershadowed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's just they're doing those Gargano million kickout matches. That's hard
I know. We'll get into that another day or whatever. But I like them, and then you like them, but you knock them. I get you. Yeah.
I have Lita at 22. You have Lita at 12. They have Lita at 8. So for me, Lita is like
– oh, she's so overrated.
Well, I don't think she's – look. I think I put her at 22, and that's the cutoff for workers. I can't put her up there with the – like, I kept thinking, like, I can't put her above these other women as workers.
Yeah, it's her worst feature, and I think she's best as a manager, just to be frank and to the point.
Yeah, and I you know? And I loved her with Edge. I thought that was really good. Like, I liked her with the Hardys, but
– oh, she definitely added to both of them.
Yes.
And right before this, I watched her match with Trish from December 04, mm-hmm. and it's great. It's a really nice sprint. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Okay, so I have Michelle McCool at 16. You have Michelle McCool at 14. You said she was overrated before. And and yet you rated her higher than the list rated her at 22.
Yeah, like I said, it might be a math issue. I can't even find her right now.
Okay.
Overrated. She's overrated because she's Undertaker's wife. you know what I mean? Like history wise, she's overrated, but she's pretty good at everything. You know what I mean? But her worst feature is in ring, I think. But she's not bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's better than Natty, I think, in ring. But she's not as good as the girls today. She's kind of in between. You know
what
I mean?
She would have fit in well with the girls today.
It would have highlighted her better.
Yeah, like she wouldn't stand out like Natty kind of stands out in the matches where it's like, oh, she's a step below. Like she would have really just fit in well, and I think she would have been even better as a consequence.
Yeah, like I think her character work with Lay Cool is pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I think that Layla brought a lot out in her, but she was always the focus. So
yeah,
you know what I mean? And she's been around for a while. She started 06 as like the teacher pet or whatever, and then she was there till what, 2012, 2013?
Yeah,
you know,
very good.
And she was good in the Rumbles when she returned.
I like, you know? Well, she's had the most eliminations in the first one.
Oh god, of course she's, yeah.
But that's where you feel she's overrated. All right, look, we're in the top 10. We're gonna get through this top 10. We're gonna do it. Their number 10 is Bayley. Their number 9, Ronda Rousey. Their number 8, Lita. Their number 7, Alundra Blaze. And the number 6, Sasha Banks. Number 10, Ryan.
I have AJ Lee at number 10. I have Chyna at 9. I have Alexa Bliss at 8. I have Trish at 7. I have Ronda Rousey at 6.
And I have the Bella Twins at 10. Mickey James at 9. Trish at 8. Beth at 7. Ronda Rousey at 6. So, I mean, look, we can probably crap all day on how bad the Bella Twins could be in the ring and whatnot. I just feel that on a list like this, that clearly factors in importance to the company, putting them at 26 is outrageous.
Yeah, well, can I throw a little nugget in? I think that they're going to return, and I think they're going to be bitter bitches, and that might be a little bit playing into that.
That might be interesting. But even then, it just feels low. I think they're super influential. They have all those TV shows. Nikki Bella did get better.
Nikki Bella got respect. Very good. She got very good. She got very respectable. I definitely think Nikki is a few tiers above Brie in charisma, star power, in ring, a lot of it. If by lumping them together, it made the star power more, but it brought Nikki down maybe on the list.
I feel that. Yeah. I feel that, like, she's also more detestable though.
Yeah. Ugh.
Like, I mean, I've watched some of that Total Bellas and like. Yeah. I mean, look, both of them are probably a bit annoying, but like she feels way more annoying. Like it's no surprise that she was dating John Cena and the other one's dating Daniel Bryan. Like it makes sense. Like, but all that to be said, I have them 10. You have them 13. So I think we gave them a bit more credit than the company did.
Yeah, for sure. Like the star power's there. The longevity's there. They had two runs. The second one's very more impactful than the first.
Yeah.
And to Nikki, you know, that Ronda match, it was a little undershadowed because Charlotte and Becky, but that's a 3.5 star match, I think. I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was good. Yep. And she's good in the first Rumble, too.
Yeah.
Especially as the one you think that, oh, they're going to give it to her. You know, like, as that character.
I know, but that she was good, but that stupid kick elimination always kind of like... That's the end, like that kick that missed her and she falled out.
I like that kick. I like that end actually. All right, AJ Lee, I have at 20. They have at 19. You have at 10. So you're into AJ Lee.
I'm into AJ Lee. I think she's the NJPW system. She's just works out well in it. Flexibility, phenomenal. She's, you know, she's all over the place, up and down the card, GM, manager, wrestler. In ring might be her worst, but she's not bad. She's good.
Right.
You know? Great, good little bumper. You know what I mean? I think character work is her strong point in promos. She has some decent, memorable moments where she's the Raw GM on that Raw 1000 with Daniel Bryan, you know? Well, kissing Daniel Bryan. She was a big part of that.
Right.
I really liked her with Ziggler. I think she elevated Ziggler. She elevated Bryan, you know? Mid-card Brian, she helped elevate. I just, you know, that psycho character, I think it's strong, man.
Yeah, I like it. I like her. I think she's good in ring. I just for me, it's just I didn't enjoy her as much as the people ahead of her. That's all it came down to for me. I have Alexa Bliss at 19. They have her at 13. You have her at 8. My problem with Alexa Bliss, I mean, aside from all this Fiend bullshit, is I feel she's always pushed at the expense of the much better wrestlers. But I think she's a good character.
Yeah, but to that extent, like in 2016, when they called up all those girls and they threw them all on SmackDown, and you know they put Natty and Nikki Bella and Becky Lynch on SmackDown and a bunch of wild cards, Alexa emerged. And she was awesome. Yeah. Her character and her promos were really effective, and she passed a lot of those girls on that depth chart, and she really earned that spot, I feel. You know?
Yeah, I think she did well. I do think she did well. I just felt like for a good like year and a half period, the division was all about her when there were better options.
Yeah, but I don't think that she was – I don't think she brought it down. You know what I mean? Like I think – here's the thing. It gets better when Ronda wins the belt in 2018. We'll say that. Mm-hmm. And she goes away. Like at the end of 2018, I think, is like the height of the women's division. We'll get to that later. But yeah. And unfortunately, it's kind of when she goes away, so that's kind of a knock. But I think she's good with Nia, like character work, like that bitch to Nia, you know, that overweight Nia or whatever, shaming her. And then I don't know, I just think that she's really good. I think she has a lot of depth. And then yeah, I agree with you. The Fiend stuff now is wonky. It's so blah. But like performance wise. She's pretty good, I guess. You know what I mean?
You can't fault her performance. It's the writing. I don't fault her for it. Like,
yeah, I don't really pay attention to the Fiend stuff, to be truthful. Like, I'll get on my phone and scroll when that shit comes on. But when I look up, like, she's pretty good. Like, it just shows her flexibility, you know?
Yeah. All right, you have Beth Phoenix at 18. They have her at 11. I have her at 7.
Okay, well... In ring's her best, right?
Yeah, she's the best in ring worker until we get to our top five. Like, you know what I mean? Until we get there, she's the best in ring worker the company had.
So list wise, you in ring was probably your biggest chunk.
The thing I have with the women's division is I find that there's too many instances where the women's division is business exposing.
Yeah.
And so when I see someone come in. Who it doesn't look like a completely different product that amps them up for me. And that's probably it there. I don't think it's not all that. I do have character stuff in there too, but I like her character. I think her character is good as the strong woman. I like her stuff with Santino.
But her best stuff is Santino and a lot of the other girls' best stuff is a lot better, you know, but I like the Santino stuff. Don't get me wrong, but I think Santino helped her more than she helped Santino.
Oh, I agree, but I like that act more than say I like that act more than Laykool, personally.
Yeah, okay.
Like I don't know, and it's not just the Santino stuff. I think her best stuff is when she's killing people.
Yes, but maybe there's just not much to work underneath her. You know what I mean?
Oh, I agree. Yeah. But for me, like it's such a breath of fresh air to see her, and I love her Royal Rumble run.
Yeah, that when she busts her head open, it's great.
So good. Like, she was so good in that thing.
Yeah, that's her wheelhouse, is just fucking mauling girls, really. It's really her wheelhouse. Now that you bring it up, it's really her wheelhouse. It's just like, I think I dinged her a little bit just because memorable. What's so memorable about her? You know what I mean?
Oh, I find her super memorable because she totally stood out. She's the first person in the Rumble. She stood out as like, kind of like the model killer. I mean, even her team with Natty, as much as I don't like Natty, like there was something different about her. She had a different build. She's got that big win in Buffalo. Like I think she's got enough jump up. Like I think she's an important part of that, of the Divas division not being horrible when she was around it.
Yeah, well, I think it's good. I think that you have her at 8, I have her at 18, you have her at
7.
What? And then her median score is 11, which is close enough. So yeah. I think it's kind of perfect. And honestly, I bet you it's 50-50 people with you, people with me, and that's why she's 11.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know this is obviously I'm understanding these are obviously opinions. All right, I have China at 11. You have China at 9. They have China at 4. I found China the hardest person to rank.
I was just you took the words out of my mouth. Looking into her and kind of going over her, like her weakest attribute is in ring. if you think about it, you know, it's really in ring. And then you look at her, she's so menacing looking and you think that it'd be her best. But I think her best is obviously jump up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
the Rumble 99 being the first woman to enter, and then eliminating Mark Henry is perfect. That was really cool. The IC run's fine, and then it peaked at the Good Housekeeping match with Jarrett.
I love Eddie Guerrero pinning her.
Yeah,
by accident.
Yeah.
My favorite thing.
That, yeah, and then her exactly back to her nuance, her character work is strong. Back to Eddie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
even how she kind of liked Mark Henry, like he, yeah. It's like he grew on her.
And then, Sammy was Sammy the transvestite, like that's like it's memorable. Like she's hard to grade, and like you said, yeah, I know I like her, but four is high. Four feels like it's kind of fit. Like forced.
Well, if you're gonna put her four, put her one. I could see it. I could see it at one. Four.
But they were ham fisting someone else there.
Yes, they were. Okay, you have Mickey James at 11. I have her at 9. They have her at 12. We're all in the same ballpark. This is just a really great competitor, top to bottom, right?
Yes, I like Mickey. She's underutilized, man, nowadays. I think, and she's kind of forgotten about in the past, really.
Yeah.
The Trish Mania match was like the best Mania match for women for the longest time.
Best women's match.
Yeah.
Never mind Mania, women's.
Excuse me. I slipped. Yeah, the best women's Mania match. Yeah, and the best women's match. It was really fun. It was great. And just like she was, her energy when she first started out, it was just perfect. You know what I mean? It was just, Trish was coming off that heel run, and then Mickey was just, boom, there. You know what I mean? She's attention grabbing. It was great.
Yep. She could always carry it and ring, and I love her comeback. I was happy to see her come back.
Yeah, I think in that match with Asuka, it was kind of just like a nice little resume on her. You know?
Yeah.
It's a nice little resume for her, you know?
All right,
her resume.
Let's deal with their number one. I have Trish at 8. You have Trish at 7. They have her as the top women's wrestler of all time.
Yeah, her weakest is in ring, but she's not bad. She's good. You know what I mean? But her best match is when she returns against Charlotte. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And her second best is that Lita match I mentioned earlier.
I would actually say her best is the one with Mickey, I think.
I
like that one better. But I think we're splitting hairs.
But I think Mickey was better in the match. I think she was the better competitor in the Lita match. But we're splitting. Yeah, we're splitting. Yeah. Like her best performance was the Lita match. But because I think Lita's overrated. But I think Mickey kind of outshined her more in that 22 match.
I think they put her number one to not upset Becky or Charlotte.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. You know what I mean?
I don't see another reason why.
That's probably it, really. But I have her seventh. What did you have her?
Eighth.
Oh, so we're right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like I would have put her lower, like, but people love her. I don't get it. I never liked her. In ring, I always thought that she's, for me, the poster person for business exposing. Like, she got better, she did improve, but there are some people that treat her as though she's fucking Ric Flair, right? And like, it's just not close, you know? And like, the difference between her and, say, Mickey is, for me, astronomical in ring.
Yes, I think Mickey's much, like I said, Mickey kind of outshined.
But,
outshined her big time.
But even then, I think the difference between Mickey and the crop today is vastly different. So it's like she's like two big notches behind.
Yeah, I think Mickey's going to return and kind of team with that Chelsea Green girl.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, that's perfect spot for her,
yeah.
Really. And Chelsea's acting like kind of a psycho online, so it's a nice full circle moment, I think.
Yeah. All right, look, we both have Ronda at 6. They have Ronda at 9. Look, most important signing in the women's division ever.
Yeah, she, you know, star power is fantastic. Moments are fantastic. You know, she elevated all those girls instantly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even jumping in the guard at WrestleMania 31 was just a great moment.
It felt legit, and she just got it right away. I don't want to rush over Ronda too much, but I want to get to our top five. But like, you know, obviously. Awesome. And if she was around forever, she'd be number one.
Yeah, yes.
Easy. Okay, so Ryan, hit us with their top five. We'll do ours, and don't want to rush it, but let's nail it.
I got you. All right, so their top five. 5, Asuka. 4, Chyna. 3, Becky Lynch. 2, Charlotte Flair. 1, Trish Stratus.
Okay, my five. 5, Asuka. 4, Becky. 3, Charlotte. 2, Sasha. And number 1 is Bayley.
Okay. Okay. For me, 5 is Asuka. 4, Charlotte. 5 is Asuka. 4 is Sasha. 3 is Bayley. 2 is Charlotte. And 1 is Becky.
Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Look, here's what we're going to do. Asuka is amazing. Her matches are always good. She's completely unique and different.
Yes.
Do we need to add anything to that?
She's just solid throughout, and she's just not the best at anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's not the best. You could say she has the best charisma, but Becky beats her. You know, I think Charlotte's better in ring. I just wish.
Than Asuka?
My thing with Asuka is it's more substance. It's more filler than substance most of the time.
Yeah, her title wins, except the NXT run. The NXT run is amazing.
It's very good.
And
yes.
It's almost 2 years, so that's why it counts for a lot. But like her main roster title wins, I always feel exactly that. She's filling in for somebody else.
Yes.
Quick
stat, 265 wins in her streak, in her 2.5 year streak. Crazy. That's a lot. Okay. Mansoor, you're on deck.
All right. You have Sasha at 4. I have Sasha at 2. For me, fuck, I don't like her. I don't like her, but like, I like her matches all the time. And I think she's good at the face and the heel. I think Bayley and Sasha have the greatest female match of all time. And I don't know what else to say about her.
Yeah. My thing with Sasha, why I have her 4th out of the 4 horsemen is, I just totally think Bayley stole it from her the last year. I think Bayley totally overjumped her. Character-wise, she's the same, just like Charlotte. She doesn't really evolve. You know, the three best runs, we'll get into it, is Sasha, Bayley, character-wise. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't have Sasha as a better character than Bayley.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
You would? No, I'm saying, like, those are the three best. In ring, I have her, I think, 2nd.
Okay.
In ring, I have her 2nd.
Okay.
And she's not the best at anything. She's just very good at, and she's just great at all of it, but she's just not the best at any of it, and the other three are. That's how I look at it.
I'm going to let you finish on Becky, but that's how I feel about Becky.
Yeah.
I think she has the best charisma of any of them. But I kind of feel she fell into that charisma, which is weird.
Becky or Sasha?
Becky. Becky okay. Felt like right place, right time completely. Whereas the others kind of created something that like on their own. And I'm not trying to diminish her. I have her at 4, right? But let's deal with Charlotte first because I have her at 3. You have her at 2. I feel very similar with Charlotte and Sasha.
Yes. Yes. A lot of similarities. I just think Charlotte's resume is better.
Yeah, I think Sasha's resume is better. but again, I have her 2 and 3, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Outside, Bayley and Sasha are each other's best matches, for sure. But Charlotte's a lot of girls' best matches. It's my argument, really. Well, you know what I mean?
But so is Sasha. I mean, like, I think that Sasha and Becky Sasha's as much Becky's best opponent as Charlotte is. I think it's a wash for me. I think Asuka, we kind of saw it with Sasha, but I don't think it's very far behind. I think
the Charlotte match is better.
Yeah, but it's not far. It's very close. I like Sasha as a Rousey opponent better than Charlotte myself. I think it's really close is my whole thing there.
It's comes down to subjective, and I can't get over Charlotte's resume.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. Yeah. And Sasha has the 5-star with Bayley at the takeover. And then she has the other good Iron Woman takeover. And then she has the Hell in Cell and then the following SmackDown. And then Bayley turns on her, but
she's also got the tag team. I weighed the tag team stuff too. Like in that, like they really helped make those tag team titles at the start too. They made them feel important. They were the right team to go with at the beginning also.
they were kind of created because they had nothing else to do. So, yeah. But I just can't get over Charlotte's resume. I keep staring at it and I can't put Sasha above it. Yeah. She's, I personally think Charlotte has a better match with Ronda at Survivor Series with Asuka at 34 than both of Sasha's Ronda and Asuka matches.
Yeah, it's just very tough to compare them because like it's very difficult to compare someone getting a women's title match at SummerSlam versus at WrestleMania. At WrestleMania, they're generally given more time. It's given more focus. It's given more story. You know, like there's something there. Whereas like, if everything was even and they faced them at the same event, I think we'd be having a different conversation.
I don't know. My glue is it's just that Rhea match with Charlotte in the empty arena at WrestleMania 36. And then the Mania 35 main event, Charlotte was easily the best one in there. And she held that.
Oh, I agree. She held that match together.
I just can't get past it. And then like the TLC with Asuka and Becky and then the last woman standing. And I don't even like last man standing matches. No, and they
killed it. Yeah, I agree. You know? All right, look, tell me, Becky, why she's your number one. I'll tell you Bayley. I think Bayley is the most complete women's wrestler I've ever seen. I think it was ridiculous they put her 10. She's an incredible babyface. She's an incredible heel. She's got the best women's match of all time. She killed it this year. That's why she's number one for me.
Yeah, just to double down on Bayley and to tie it in with Becky. The three of the best characters they've had are the Bayley hugger, the Karen Bayley, and the man. Those are the three best characters in this division that they've had. Those are the three best runs. And, we're running out of time, so we don't really want to get into it. But I think the man is just the best out of the three. You know, I just can't. She has the most impact. She was not slotted for that main event, and she forced her way in it just because of star power and just because of promos. And she's just the most impactful woman. That run from SummerSlam 08 where she turned on Charlotte, but she really turned face, mm-hmm. to that promo after the Rumble on Rousey is just perfect. And then it's downhill from there, but she overcomes it. And her run as champ is good. It should be better. She was given a lot of shit, honestly, with like Lacey, but she came around with Sasha, which is a good tick on Sasha. And then her star power never died with a bunch of blah, not blah, but ups and down. She never felt like she was lesser than she was. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm with you. I that run is extremely important. Extremely, extremely important and amazing. And it felt special. I don't think it was sustainable. And I think it failed it couldn't maintain the same level. But I don't know if anything could. Like, it was so hot for so long. So it's probably the hottest. I don't think it was as good a character as the Bayley hugger in NXT. Because
I know. Yes. Continue. Yes.
But the only reason I say that is because that was a character that actually made me feel things. Whereas, like, Becky, it was like, oh, this is a cool character and deserves the push. But when I'm watching that TakeOver Brooklyn and she wins that title and the promo before and the actual real emotion that's going on with it, like, it kind of transcends and becomes special. That's why that character's there for me, right? But I'm not arguing. For me, and this is – we have the same thing, right? The top four are the four horsewomen.
Yes,
and
easily.
And they're so far and above anyone who's come before.
Yep.
And so I think no matter what order you have them in, there's merit. Like, there's merit in putting Sasha first. There's merit in putting Charlotte first. Like, I could hear the argument for all of them and totally get with it.
Yeah, I just can't get over with just the impact of just taking down Ronda. You know, Ronda was the biggest thing. She elevated them all. And then Becky just rose up and just kind of just made her look dumb. The man kind of came in and deflated the hottest, biggest thing they had, you know, and that was all star power, charisma, and character work in promos, you know, and she's fine in ring. I think Becky's the worst out of the four in ring.
Yeah.
But I think she's the most, that man run is the most impactful. She slayed that Ronda beast, kind of, you know what I mean? And it was supposed to, honestly, it was supposed to be Charlotte, and Becky stole it.
The only thing I'm going to say as a bit of a counter to that is I think she's hurt a little bit by the fact that that main event match didn't deliver.
It didn't deliver. It was a terrible spot. And, you know, Ronda had the 14 stitches in her leg. She had the broken wrist in the middle of the match. Everything went against them. You were there. I was there. It was flat. Yeah. They peaked Daniel Bryan. And then it peaked at Kofi. And then it just fucking came down.
It was 8 hours into a show.
Oh, my God. Yes. But,
But they didn't do themselves any favors with however they laid out that match.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Charlotte, this is another thing that I harp on. Ronda had Joan Jett play into the ring. Charlotte had the helicopter and all the elaborate Ric Flair, the Bash of the Beach ripoff. And Becky didn't have anything besides walking down the ramp, and that's all she needed.
Oh, that's all she needed. Yeah, I'm with you. I agree.
You know, I don't know. It's just, and honestly, my favorite, really have a favorite out of the three. I don't really have a favorite woman wrestler. It's just I'm looking at them, you know, kind of with a keen eye or whatever. But I don't know. I just can't get over that run. And I think the moment where she announced she was pregnant in that empty arena was a decent jumped up moment. I think that was done well. And I don't know. A lot will be said when she returns. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll be curious to see what happens.
Yeah, when do you think she returns?
After SummerSlam?
Okay. I always figured that she was going to do, like, Ding Dong Hello at WrestleMania.
maybe as a character she might come on and... Yeah. I was thinking more in-ring, but I don't think it's realistic before at least another 6 months.
Yeah, I really don't know the woman's body. I don't know. You know what I mean?
You have a wife who had children, right?
Well, actually, I do know the woman's body. But... Like, I don't know. You get what I'm saying.
Yes,
like,
yes, yes. You've never given birth out of your pants. I know.
Yeah.
Neither have I. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed this rundown of the list. Ryan, thank you for joining me, man. It was a pleasure.
No, thanks for having me. It was fun.
Yeah. If you like our list, let us know. If you hate our list, what was your list? All right. But no matter where you go with it, I think at least the top 10, you're really giving into some really excellent stuff. And going through this list really kind of made me think about, wow, the women's division has really come a long, long way.
Yeah, even 5-6 years ago, there's no way we're doing this.
No. And it was awesome. So, guys, thank you so much. Ryan, we'll talk to you soon. Everybody, keep on listening. See you again.
Later.